Morning, intervals of clouds and sun this afternoon, flurries tonight, 47 the high today. It's 41 right now on Friends Plaza. Ed Kieser will have details on the weather in 5 minutes, but first AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. President-elect Barack Obama is expected to announce members of his economic team in Chicago this morning. Tony Arnold reports from downtown Chicago where the announcements will take place.
The big announcement that's expected to come down this morning is that Obama will name Tim Geithner his Treasury Secretary. He may also expand on his recent announcement from his weekend radio address that he wants to create 2.5 million jobs. Obama has been moving rapidly in announcing members of his cabinet as he transitions to the White House, despite his team's mantra that there's only one president at a time. This will be Obama's second formal news conference since winning the election. Reporting from downtown Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold.
AM 580 will carry the announcement of President-elect Obama's economic team live beginning at 11. Illinois lawmakers don't hear much good news these days. The budget is falling apart, schools are struggling, and top leaders are feuding. So the selection of John Cullerton as the next Senate president has thrilled legislators hungry for any sign that things will get better. That optimism also means Cullerton faces high expectations. People are throwing around words like harmony and era of change when talking about Cullerton leading the Senate and negotiating with the cantankerous House Speaker and Governor. Cullerton is taking over because of the retirement of current Senate President Emil Jones, Governor Rod Blagojevich's most powerful legislative ally. The governor no longer will be able to count on someone blocking legislation he opposes or taking his side in negotiations. About 700,000 customers of rural electric cooperatives could be affected by a federal judge's ruling in Indiana Tuesday. The customers could face rising rates to pay off a bad investment by Hoosier Energy Rural Electric Cooperative. The Bloomington, Indiana-based power generator has asked U.S. District Judge David Hamilton to grant a temporary restraining order suspending a $120 million payment to John Hancock Insurance while it pursues a lawsuit against the Boston-based insurer. If Hamilton decides not to issue the restraining order, Hoosier Energy would owe the money immediately. Hamilton was set to rule on the order Friday, but rescheduled the matter for tomorrow. Coles County authorities say two former employees of a group home in Charleston have been charged with first-degree murder and other offenses in connection with the August death of a resident at the home. Another former worker at the Graywood Foundation home is accused of lying to police about the investigation. Coles County State's Attorney Steve Ferguson says 25-year-old Christopher P. Oliver, whose address is unknown, and 22-year-old Daniel Clark of Chicago are charged with first-degree murder and may have had direct roles in the attack of Dustin Higgins at the home on August 24th. Oliver is being held on $150,000 bond, while Ferguson says Clark is working with an attorney to arrange his surrender. Authorities in Vermilion County are investigating a Sunday afternoon crash that killed a Fairmont woman. The county coroner says 60-year-old Doris Castle lost control of her eastbound car on the Catlin-Homer Road, leaving the roadway and overturning. She died at a hospital a short time later. Her 11-year-old grandson was a passenger in the vehicle and was being treated yesterday. Illinois State Police say they ticketed or arrested 65 partygoers, about two-thirds of them Bradley University athletes, in a weekend raid at an off-campus house in Peoria. Sergeant Tony Halsey, a safety education officer for the state police, says troopers made the raid at about 1 a.m. Yesterday. Halsey says the partygoers were ticketed for either illegal consumption or possession of alcohol by a minor or presence on a premises where minors consumed alcohol. 44 of them were listed on the rosters of Bradley athletic teams, including men's cross-country, soccer, baseball, and tennis, and women's tennis, softball, cross-country, and track and field. Northwestern University student Anna Yermakova says she was shocked to be named a Rhodes Scholar yesterday, especially since the Russian immigrant didn't understand what a Rhodes Scholarship was when she first submitted her application. Yermakova and fellow Northwestern student Mallory Dwinall were named Rhodes Scholars. They'll travel to England to study at Oxford University, along with 30 other Americans who the Rhodes Trust chose as scholars. Yermakova is a biochemistry major. She says she didn't understand what the scholarship was until her professors told her, and then she didn't think she'd win. Yermakova came to this country as an 11-year-old who spoke little English. Her family lives in suburban Buffalo Grove. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, We have some clouds and showers this morning, then wind this afternoon, a little bit of sun thrown in, and some flurries for good measure tonight.
Well, the wind is already kicking in, and we could have a shower, too, the rest of the way, but it looks like it's mostly over. The cold front has just come through.
All right. But by Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny and 48.
Mostly sunny and 48 for Thanksgiving Day. That looks like a good day. So is the day before, as we're looking at sunshine on Wednesday and a high of 44. So above freezing, no precipitation. That's what you want for travel. So we have some good travel weather coming up. Right now we have a cold front coming through, as I mentioned. And as a result, our temperature's taken a drop of about 2 degrees. Nothing huge. We're down to 41 now. We were up to 43. And I did have in the forecast a midday high temperature of 47, but I'm going to trim that back a little bit as the front is pushing fast to the east, a little faster than I first thought when I came in this morning. And that'll push the rain out.